Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. We are 55 minutes away from the all-time mail-in show. Isaac and Suk. Isaac is going to the Masters tomorrow.
And he's got a Sunday pass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got the whole weekend. He's going to have a grand old time. I'm really excited for him. But this show,
I'm not.
Especially with the delay in the Masters, bumping all of those tee times back.
Yeah. Now he's
just going to be like, bah! It's going to be an all-timer.
I'm not happy for him.
Why? You don't like other people's joy?
No.
Oh, all right.
That should be mine.
Damn.
That should be my joy.
After you poo-pooed on the Masters at the beginning of this week?
Look, I don't care what it is. I'll find a way to be petty about it. Which is also the way some NFL teams are probably feeling right about now, as the opportunity to capitalize on the desperation of others, otherwise known as the NFL draft, is 15 days away? 14 days.
14 days,
14 days away. Two weeks today.
I'm telling you,
I'm really bad with days now. I don't know why. I used to be really on top of that. I'm officially old, and it's a problem.
Yeah, that dude, that's a big issue.
It is. Like, what happens if I get the thing with the pills that has the days on it? I'm just like, I don't know what day it is, and I just keep popping them.
I feel like that's happening regardless.
There's been a couple times when I've gone to go take my pills in the morning, and then like a little bit later, before I get ready to leave, I go, did I take those?
You really got to get that in. You need to get the days of the week thing.
I do because, you know.
You're going to come hopped up on vitamin C.
Yeah.
When you double dose on your Flintstone pills.
Yeah, it's definitely the Flintstone pills that I got to worry about.
Flintstone vitamins. I was a Barney guy myself. I like to eat Barney.
No, we're not doing anything.
That one.
We're not doing anything here. Okay. The NFL draft is upon us, and the opportunity exists for teams to prey on each other.
Look, this draft is really fascinating because of the fact that we are talking a ton about, you know, quarterback needy teams and them wanting to jockey for position, move up draft boards and move up in that first round. Minnesota, obviously, by acquiring a second first round pick from the Houston Texans, you're sitting there and you're looking at it going, all right, they have positioned themselves to where if they do, in fact, love J.J. McCarthy, if that's the guy that they do fall in love with, they may want to make that jump up and go and get him and move to number four. That conversation has been there. Same thing with Denver and Vegas and the Raiders, to where if they get an itch in them and say, we don't want to risk losing out on whether it's McCarthy, Nix, or Penix, maybe they are a team that kind of jumps up after that initial run of quarterbacks. As we get closer to the draft, I'm just not totally sure that the NFL circles are as convinced as everybody else that it is 1-2-3 and it needs to be in that order. I mean, I still believe we could see, you know, upwards of 5 or 6 quarterbacks in the first round. But the way that we're starting to filter everything out, you had Dane Brugler of the Athletic. He posted his beast. And if you are a subscriber to the Athletic, it is 322 pages.
It's a PDF.
Of draft evaluation that is incredibly detailed. And now you're starting to see, as the posturing from agents is really the first phase that we get in the draft, where we see their guys get propped up, and in Mel Kiper's of the world, they're getting their information from the GMs. As we get closer and closer to draft day, you start hearing from more of scouts and GMs, and their information starts leaking. Some of it is for smoke signals and whether they want to knock guys down. But as you start hearing more and more about where a majority of these teams feel the prospects are, you start getting a read of the room. Like, do the New England Patriots at 3 need to draft the 3rd best quarterback at number 3? The answer is probably no.
No.
And, you know, we're starting to see that as more scouts are talking, more GMs are talking, you're starting to hear that maybe as these, that gap between 3, which is now solidified, mostly is Jaden Daniels is 3. And Drake May, it does sound like he will go number 2 to the Washington Commanders. Do we see New England have more of a willingness to move out of 3 and bump down? Because they're like, the drop-off between Jaden Daniels and then J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix or Michael Penix is not as big as that gap that we initially thought. And 1 and 2, the Commanders are, they're dialed. It seems like Drake May is going to be that guy. But then you start going, all right, then that run is going to be on receiver starting at 3 then.
Mm-hmm.
Or Joe Alt being the left tackle.
Or I think a dark horse in this is Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers, and I don't know why NFL teams are so hesitant in
drafting
a tight end high when it's like every single good team, great team in the NFL, Super Bowl champion team in the NFL has got a dominant tight end who can block and is a receiver.
They play every
must
down.
Must be being a receiver.
That's the thing, is they play every down. That's the thing that matters.
Extension of your run game in a 6th offensive lineman, and they're also on great teams, they're your 1 or 2 options.
Yeah. And the evolution of football is coming back to the middle of the field where tight ends work. And the interesting thing about this is, you take a look at your sorry Patriots. You look at my sorry
yes.
Raiders.
Yes.
You look at the Bears that have been sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the Cardinals, also sorry. They're all in a position where, yes, with the exception of the Bears, they need a quarterback. They can solve their quarterback problem. Nobody else is solving their quarterback problem with the prognostication behind it, right?
And even Drake May, who I like Drake May. I think he has the potential to be a very good quarterback. If he gets thrown to the Wolves without a good offensive line.
And that's kind of where I'm going with this. If they want to make the choice, I think they're closer. Like, the Commanders suck. But their level of suck, I don't think, matches what the historically bad version of the Bears.
Yeah.
Like, the Commanders, even though they've sucked, they've had, like, a level of, like, stupid confidence about them because they have, like, a couple of guys, whether it's, you know, it's been a Curtis Samuel or a Terry McLaurin or, you know, some version of a running back there in Robinson. They've had an offensive lineman or two. Like, they've just had a couple of guys where you're like, okay, you're not New York Jets bad. You're not Chicago Bears bad. Like, there's been enough functionality. So I'm going to push them to the curb for this. I'm going to leave them out of this for this exercise. And that is to say, the Bears, while fixing a lot of things that were wrong, they've gotten some wide receivers. Their offensive line looks better. They're going to address their quarterback. They've spent on their defense. They still have holes. The Patriots have holes up the entirety of their roster.
And a young quarterback is the worst thing that they could have right now.
Yes. And so what... there's an opportunity here for where the good teams who I would think typically prey on teams in these positions, it can be reversed. I think the bad teams could really win out here in the sense of getting more draft capital, but having the balls to say no to a Joe Alt, to a Brock Bowers, and it hurts. Don't get me wrong. It hurts. But if your scouting department and your ability to draft is good enough, the Patriots can step back and let a team move up into their position, and even at three, it's going to cost a lot. But if a team wants to go there, to go get Marvin Harrison Jr., or to go get Joe Alt, or to go get whoever it is that they want at that spot, they can move back and address so many more concerns. And the same is true for the Bears at nine.
And if you're New England, I don't think you pass on a Joe Alt. Like, you have to be dead sure that if you move back, he's going to be there. Because I think that's the guy. You need your anchor. Like, he's a 10-year anchor that can help your
team. If you
team.
Believe he's Joe Thomas, fine.
Yeah,
but you get what I'm saying here in the sense of, like,
I 100% do.
Let's say God, who's it for?
The Cardinals.
Let's say the Cardinals think for whatever reason Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go three, and the Patriots are really pushing it, and you swap four. That's fine. You go back five, but you're getting a little something.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Bears, a perfect example. You and I were talking about this before the show when we were thought about the idea of this. What if the Chiefs package up their 1 and 3, their first round pick and their third round pick, to move up to 9, and one of Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze is there? Because Rashee Rice might be going to jail.
Yep.
For those that don't know, arrest warrant has been issued by Dallas PD, and it doesn't look great for him.
And this is where you look at, like, the Athletic with the beast draft thing. Here is their draft. Here's the top 10 in their draft board. Okay. Caleb Williams is 1. Marvin Harrison Jr. is 2. Malik Nabers 3. Drake May is the 4th rated prospect in this draft. Joe Alt is 5th. Roma Dunze 6th. Brock Bowers is 7th. And then Jaden Daniels is 8th overall. So you're talking about
your value scaling is different.
The drop is pretty significant. And that's where you see a lot of these situations where I look at it and I say, these teams that you kind of pose this as, those bad teams with a ton of holes, like the Bears only have 4 picks, right? So you look at these bad teams can accumulate a little bit more draft equity and get more picks. The teams that were really going to succeed in this, though, are the really good teams already. Mm-hmm. Because if you mention a team like Kansas City, they don't even have to move up into the top 10. If they move up into the top 10 and they get a Nabers or they get a Roma Dunze at 9 with Chicago and they give up 3 picks to do it, that extends your Super Bowl window exponentially.
And you do it every single time.
They would do that every single time. But think of it in these terms, though. If it's not even moving up into the top 10, right? Think of the teams that are a little bit lower, right? If if you're looking at that run of 11, 12, 13, Minnesota, Denver, Vegas.
Yep.
If those guys are all sitting there and they're thinking, they're taking a lay of the land and looking behind them, which teams are going to be quarterback needy and want to draft a quarterback? Probably Seattle sitting at 16. Mm-hmm. If they do fall in love with the quarterback, I don't think they go quarterback in the first round. But that's the one that you kind of squint at. Other than that, the Colts aren't going to do it. The Jags aren't going to do it. The Bengals aren't going to do it. The Rams aren't going to do it. You know, you're looking back and you can say, we can fall back a bunch of spots and say, all right, is 12 too high for Bo Nix? Yes. If you're Denver, then move back. If Kansas City jumps from 32 up to 12, okay, and they get the fourth best receiver in this draft, right now the fourth best receiver is Brian Thomas Jr. He's rated as the 15th best prospect in this draft. And so you're sitting there and you can make that move up, and it doesn't even have to be Odunze or Neighbors. You put, if you put Bryant on that roster, Bryant Thomas Jr., if you put him on that roster, they all automatically open up that window and they get a game-changing wide receiver. Yeah. He's really damn good, and you can move up and you can go and get him. They're saying he's a mid-round pick. Philadelphia. Right? Philly needs help in their secondary like nobody's business. If they move up from 22 in a quarterback, if you're the Vegas Raiders, you say we want to acquire some more picks. We don't even feel like we need to use a first round pick on Michael Penix Jr. But if we can pick up that 22nd pick and maybe we can haul a second rounder with it or a third rounder with it, we can go get another guy where we can fill some gaps. And in the second round, we can go ahead and take Penix if we do, in fact, love Michael Penix Jr. These are where you're now starting to see that separation where these good teams that are already good are going to get so much better if they just trade up in this draft because of the wealth of talent at positions like wide receiver.
At tackle.
You can get the number one corner in the mid-teens of this draft if you're the Eagles. You could do that and move up. And then we're all talking about who's going to move up into the top 10. Those teams that move from the bottom of the first round up into, you know, the teens or just right outside of it at 11, 12, you're going to be in such a good position, and there's going to be value to be had if you go and do that, because these other teams, they have so many other holes to fill. If you're Denver, why wouldn't you entertain those possibilities? And that's where we are in that draft process now.
And this is what I was talking about last week with as it pertains to Denver and Las Vegas in particular. Can you just bite the bullet and tell your owner, look, man, the quarterbacks here aren't great. We can't do this. Yeah. We have too many holes. Let me throw Aiden O'Connell, and I don't give a damn who else out there off the free agent market out there. Let them die back there. They're not our quarterbacks. Let them die. We don't care. Let's worry about getting everything else. Because you look at this, if you're going to go by this as a talent evaluation period, the top 100 prospects, they have graded in here. Bo Nix grades out as 44th, Michael Penix Jr. at 52nd.
Yep. But if you take Nix at 32... Right, if you're the Denver Broncos, you take Bo Nix at 30. If you trade with the Kansas City Chiefs, which I doubt they would ever do,
in division,
never going to happen. But say it's not Kansas City. Say you go down and you say San Francisco or Baltimore, right? Who are at 30 and 31 respectively.
Hey, maybe Arizona likes something there,
and then,
maybe they want to move up and go get a guy because they have two.
They're
first
at
round
27th.
Picks.
You know, then you make that move. If you take him at the back end of that first round, okay,
it's easier pill to swallow.
Your risk is not as high because the slotting of positions, he's not going to be paid exorbitantly.
It's the cheapest fifth-year option you can get.
And then you get that fifth-year option. Mm-hmm. It's not viewed as a reach. No. 12 is a reach.
It's a reach.
It is a reach there. And then that comes with heightened expectations, the pressure that comes with it. Look at Lamar Jackson. When the Baltimore Ravens traded into that 32nd pick in the first round, they picked Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, that might be a little bit of a reach. But you know what? They got the fifth-year option on him. They had him pegged as a guy who fits our system, fits our style, and we can maximize his talent. And they've done that. They've done that in spades. Lamar Jackson is a bona fide star, but what it took was them moving into that second from the second round back up into the first round to make that happen. If you're Denver, you can alleviate a lot of that stress by just moving back down in that first round and acquiring more picks that you can use in a deep draft on whether it's offensive line, whether it they have so many holes that they can use. I think that we are going to see Denver really pull back. They need a quarterback. And Bo Nix works in Sean Payton's system. He 100% does because.
But how many teams are going to chase Bo? And it has nothing to do with Bo. That's what I'm saying. So just keep falling back.
It is a system fit.
Yeah. And I just.
But taking him in the first round does make sense because of the fifth year option. 12 is a little high.
I think you target the final four picks. Let's say you trade back. Let's use this exercise for Denver. You trade back, but you get out of the first round, but you get 2 seconds back in this draft. Okay. Or 2 seconds and a third, whatever the point value is, but you don't have a first. Let's just say you don't have a first.
You move out of the first round altogether.
But or this year, maybe it's a first next year. But let's say you get to those bottom four picks and your guy's still there and you have the capital that you just gained to get back in while still earning capital.
Yeah.
Then you can do it. But let's say you get there and he's still there and he's still there. And he's still there. And he's still there. And you're like, oh, we can wait on this even longer.
And there's obvious motivation for those teams in the back half of this first round, especially whether, you know, they need cheap stars that they can plug and play right away. And I think we will see a lot of movement in this draft based on where some of these guys' evaluations are finalized, where the pecking order is, and like... The thing that stuck out in this is the gap between, you mentioned Nix and Penix. Nix was at 44. Penix was at 52, right? And I think when we watch Washington, you're sitting there going like, how in the world does that make sense? I've been saying this, like, Michael Penix, he had his accuracy issues on this short and in the middle of the field. He had those issues.
He also has the medical red flags.
He was slow to get there.
Yep.
And that doesn't fit everybody.
No.
Right? Dude has an incredible amount of
arm talent,
arrogance in his arm, and that's a good thing. Yes. You like that?
He can put that thing anywhere,
and he delivered when it meant the most for his team. But at the same time, like it delivered when it meant most. Those are things that it's interceptions. Mm-hmm. It's you're out of games in the NFL. It's a short window that you need to do, and like everybody that wants to knock Bo for being check down Charlie. Sean Payton loves that.
Loves that. He loves check down Charlie.
Would love it. And he had, his question isn't, does he have the arm strength to do it? It's a downfield accuracy. There's a guy who can say, I can tweak his mechanics enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not major tweaks that you're making with Bo. It's, I can do it.
Sure.
I can do it. And Sean Payton
quarterback doctored
will think
up.
He can do it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.